Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the John C. Abercrombie Hour, and your host is W.J. Armstrong. And tonight, this program is dedicated to him. It's a tribute to him and his legacy. And we will start out with 1962, whenever at Livingstone College in Salisbury, North Carolina, where we were freshmen. And John was always the exception. And he had a reputation of that other people envied, because he was just that bright. He was the type of person that that didn't really have to go to class, but he would come in to set the curve on the exam time. That was the John Abercrombie. His classmates, they didn't really want to see him come in. He was a chemistry major. And it's interesting. He was from Spartanburg, South Carolina. His parents had a restaurant down there, and his mother ran the restaurant. His father was a teacher in the high school. He taught, I call it brick masonry. And John learned how to lay bricks as well. And what happened was, John, he built a house down there. You may hear those slam. That's my son getting in the car. He had a lacrosse game. And the significance of that is whenever we started at Livingstone College in Salisbury, the school when we are to have a cross is amazing. It was one of those schools where people of color couldn't go. And now we have students playing lacrosse and students in the academic part as well. And it is amazing. A little bit, another tidbit of the history. This was the area that the Grand Dragon of the KKK lived in. And they used to have their little marches there in Salisbury, North Carolina, where we were in school. And I'm turning around. So you may hear some extra noise. And it was just amazing to sit there and watch the game and look at the population and how it has changed. And that's some of the things that Abercrombie talked about in his program. And he wasn't dealing with just African American. He was looking at the impact that whenever you keep a people, isolate a people, or stop people from participating in the politics and other forms of the society, you're losing out. And it's, we watched the lacrosse game. It was just a shutout. However, the team was racially mixed. Whenever we were in school, the only team that was racially mixed was a basketball team in the city of Salisbury. And one of the players there, he wound up being on the Harlem Globetrotters. And he, at that time, there was no no place for them to recreation on the campus of the college that they were in, and they would come over to Livingstone. And the young man that became a member of the Harlem Globetrotters, his girlfriend was a roommate of my girlfriend. And that's how I got to know him. Now, as we continue this journey with John Abercrombie, his wife, you know, on campus you have these parents, these campus mama. She was my wife's campus mom. And at that time, her campus mama didn't have anything, did not have a relationship with John, and they called him JC. I don't know why they want to call him JC. You know how that went to his head. JC wasn't JCB back then. And we became friends. I don't even recall how it happened, but we did. And we remained friends up until his passing last month. Now, what Abercrombie did, the minister, I'm a retired United Methodist pastor, and when we moved from Maryland to Charlotte, they had moved back from Washington State, Spartanburg, because of his parents' illness. And then he became ill. And he fought a good fight until the end. And he was just tired. He gave it up. But in the meantime, the ministry that I started once I moved down here in North Carolina, and we were about 89 miles apart, and we had to keep each other's apartment in the house. We live in an apartment, they live in the house. And they would come to Charlotte to the airport. Sometimes they had to pick up somebody early in the morning, so we just gave them the key. We went home, they could just come in and do whatever they had to do, and it was fine with us. And likewise, we had the keys in the house, and that's the type of relationship that we had. And when I started the ministry, I needed incorporated, and people wanted to take some responsibility for the ministry. He was one of the first, and he was one of the incorporators for Global Coalition. But first it was Global Coalition of Churches. Then it became Global Coalition Training Institute. And whenever he was faithful, people come to the meeting. Our board met every first Saturday of the month. He was there. And it's amazing everything that came out of there. One of the things that came out was Global Coalition of Churches, whereby we were going to work with churches. We had two meetings where we tried to organize non-denominational and help them to understand that at some point, if they include their resources, they're bringing in different churches, when they could open up our start a retirement fund. So when it was time for them to retire, at least they had something to go and buy gasoline going there for. But that didn't pan out, so be it. And that was one of the things. And eventually, Global Coalition of Churches became Global Coalition of Ministry Beyond the Walls. And that meant that we about the relationship with the church in Nigeria. They feed the children, made a contribution to that. Also, we were part of the Slocum School in Liberia. We helped restart that school there because it had shut down because of the war and then all of a sudden the pandemic. But we were faithful in making donations. We started participating with the sister of the person, the founder of the school. And when we started, there was about 30 or 50 young people at the school. And less than a year, we saw it grow to 250 plus. And that was just based on 2 cents, might as well say. What I saw was that parable where Jesus fed the multitude, took the last lunch and fed the multitude, and I saw how he took 2 cents and took care of, well, when I said 2 cents, less than $200 a month that went there. How he took that and prepared a place to educate 250 plus young people. That was one of the projects that spun out from our meeting that we had, the board meeting, and John was on the board as well. And he was a faithful board member. That was one. And the second one, and December 2016, at our end of the year holiday luncheon, dinner, rather, that's what it was, our IT person came in and said, oh, I found a platform for the radio. So that's whenever we started the radio, December 2016. And we did not, because it was new to us, we had to figure out what it was that we were doing. And we started the radio, really didn't start until August 2017. And as a result of that, Brother Abercrombie, he was one of the founders of that as well, and even one of the first bloggers as well. He helped recruit new people to be on the radio, and he was just a faithful individual that worked what you said. He wanted to see things happen. I think that's probably one of the things that came out that motivated him popping in his last program, Faith and Success, his last program title. Talking out on the exact words of the time. I think it's faith on the road to success. Then that was Crown Talk and Drum at the Net Radio Station. Well, now we have listeners. We have over 13,000 listeners all over the earth, Russia, Ukraine, India, Japan, South Korea, all over Europe, Brazil, Canada, East and West Africa. So, you know, the success and the things that he was beneficial and have it bring into the human environment, human history. And then we talk about youth ministry. And we started talking about soccer or football, something. And the pandemic came along. Because I had a conversation with one of the athletic directors, assistant directors at a local college, HBCU. They were interested in taking a look at it. But the pandemic came along, and that sort of stopped that. But before that, there was a Hispanic group that we were participating with. We had a relationship with them, and that was cut short again because of the pandemic. And it was the Queen City Football Club, and that's what it was called. And again, that came out of Global Coalition Training Institute, out of the board that was there, and that was one of the things that Brother Abercrombie had input in the development. And then we had the prayer, Wednesday night prayer. That was one of the things that the board picked up that my wife started back in Maryland before we moved. It used to be a Tuesday at noon. And it started because I can't recall exactly where you met this person. I think it was a doctor's office, a lady who was a bus driver in the city of Baltimore. And she was having problems with her son. So my wife stepped in and they started praying for that situation. And coming down to Charlotte, Global Coalition Training Institute picked that up, and we started that before the pandemic. And we had up to 17 plus individuals on a Wednesday night in the intercessory prayer group. I think that's four things. Then the fifth thing was we call Center of Inspiration, Spiritual Inspiration, something like that. And what happened was we were going to do workshops. Our first workshop got canceled because we didn't look at the calendar, and the first one was wound up going to be the Saturday before Mother's Day. And we had to cancel that. That was in 2019. And then the pandemic came along and we couldn't have it in person. So we had, the first one was stress and the holidays. And then the other one was domestic violence around the holiday. And then we had two dealing with prayer, and one dealing with prayer and healing, and one dealing with divine worship. That all came out of Global Coalition Training Institute. And that's why I'm saying that have to give calls to Brother Abercrombie, and this program is dedicated to him, and that what he did, what he was a part of, lives on even in his physical absence. Now, we are thankful to the Creator, not just him. He was one of the resources that the Creator told me that he would provide in 1994 if I do the ministry according to the vision he gave me, and that he would provide all the necessary resources. And we give the Creator thanks and praise. Elohim, thanks and praise for slaves John C. Abercrombie. At the point in times where he was able to make it. But if Creator was able to have to make a significant impact on the lives of the people that were in the program. That isn't what another one does. The Free City Football Club eventually became University Sports Academy, is what we're working on now, Optimus Club. And I know that was part of the design artist, and I had no idea about no Optimus Club and then ideas about connecting becoming a part of that organization. And so we are grateful and we are thankful to the Creator for placing him in our place. So in my life, 50+ years. And in my wife's life, again, but her has been like 40-something years. But she came in 3 years after we were there. I think it was, she came in 65. But we are grateful and thankful to the Creator, Ellen, for the time that this young man, the role that the man played in the development of the ministry, vision that he gave me. I am thriving, and if anybody has any comments, I'll be out here. Anybody call in, if you have a comment that you would like to make, take down this email address and email me, and I'll read it out over the radio next Wednesday. Email address is qcfc17@gmail.com. qcfc17@gmail.com. I appreciate those comments that any questions that you may have. And I trust that you will pick up the mantle and take it forward for us in some of those five areas that God has instrumental and have been bringing into human history. Oh, also he was the deacon. He was the head deacon at his church as well. He was one of those devoted followers of the teaching of Yahshua, of Jesus. And that was one of his and y'all, that was one of the things that he was committed to. That was one of the things that he was committed to. But his position and his role that he played in his church. And I just want to thank all of you who listened. And I will be back next week. And like I said, if anybody who has any comments they'd like to make or any questions, and if you're one of the ones that happen to listen to one of his programs and you would like to know more about it, feel free to send an email out. Thank you. God bless.